I reserve the right that 1 week a year, not more. I reserve the right to be able to give a shiur here and to not have to entertain. Okay? I think it's fair the rest of the year when I come. So I try to entertain. I do what I can to make it exciting. Okay? And even today I'll try to make it somewhat exciting. But I reserve the right that I do not have to, you know, say stories, say jokes, say things that we have to worry if older people are in the room and we can get in trouble, right? Or Yitzchak Chaim, who's mocked on a lot of things, and, right? And today possibly is one of those days, possibly. Right? So therefore, whoever is unable to hear a shiur that might have tochen and life-changing responsibilities and maturity and things like that, I understand if he leaves, right? I understand if he leaves, you won't turn into a frog, right? And isn't that a great way to start a shiur? Right? You can just go and then come back around, whatever. So they know that I mean it, that you can go, right? Right? But I'll do what I can to make it exciting. But I came to this Rebbeinu Yoina in Shaar Tshuva, and he enlightened me in something which I think that a lot of us don't have. We don't have this hakara in tshuva, and a lot of us, what we're focusing on in tshuva is all right. There's no mahalach that's right. One of your bames is like this, and one of your bames is like that, and one of you chapt on your own what's the right mahalach in tshuva. I just think that it enlightened me over here because it's in the third parak, the third shara, the beginning of the third shara of Rebbeinu Yoina. In the third shara of Rebbeinu Yoina, he goes through a lot of mitzvahs. He enlightened me to something that I don't think I myself, I'm an old man, but I don't think I myself ever really focused on this in tshuva. I just find that it's a much different attitude and how to work in tshuva. And the truth is, it's negeya, the days, obviously, the days of slichas, and it's also negeya, obviously, this week's parsha is going to bring down over here, brings down a pasuk, but, you know, afford me the right to enlighten you a little bit. It says like this. The Ben Yonah says, Yesh anashim rabin b'moin am chayshvin. I think it's right. Many people think, this is like what the attitude of many people is, ki ein ikar ha'avdon v'hefsed ha'nefesh. What's like that is the worst thing? Right? I don't believe it. The first time that he left is the time I'm giving like a normal cheer. Right? What's going on? I mean, he heard it's like normal. We're not going to talk about transvestites and whatever. So, okay, we got to deal with him. But all right, fine. Many people think that what do I have to do tshuva on, what I have to work on is averus, right? I do this avera, I do that avera, I do bad, right? I do things that I should not do, okay? And they think, some people, the maisa, you know, as long as I get rid of the averus, that's okay. That's a lot of us are going for. A lot of us are going for, and we're also going in the next few days, even if we say I won't be able to hold that madrega for the rest of the year. And don't get me wrong, I want you to do this too, right? But, you know, I won't look what Jewish eyes should not look. The week before Rosh Hashanah, you could be misakin every Monday of the year, right? Every Tuesday of the year, every Wednesday of the year, every Thursday, right? Until you get to Sunday, right? And every day of the year, you can misakin. So we think, what's it going to be? Right? On this Monday, I don't talk Lashon Hara today, you know? And all the Mondays that I did, those aren't me. Which is good. I'm not obviously coming to tell you not to do that, right? You know, I never talk Lashon Hara. I never, my neighbors, they're Pasha Keferach, right? But I never talk Lashon Hara, you know? I'm not trying to tell you not to do that. But this is an attitude which I find is very invigorating, right? You hear what I'm saying? It's a time? Huh? You talk Lashon Hara a lot. But Derech Averis like Halach. He thinks I don't do Averis. The Chadol Masa is mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. But he thinks it's enough just to be like Parv. You know, I don't do bad. And that's it, you know. Al Kainan Chayavim Ledia. We have to tell these people, these Toye Ruach Bina. Ki Amr Zechrein Levracha. Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mavater on Avodah Zarah. The worst Averis. On Gilui Raos. On Shlichus Damim. But Loi Viter on the positive. It's unbelievable. If you want to know what by a Kodesh Baruch Hu is better, right? It's an unbelievable thing. What's worse? I'll say it like that. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, he could be mevatir on averus. He could not go off averus, right? But when it comes to Bittul Torah, right? Bittul Torah is an example over here. We're not talking about Bittul Torah, but it's an example of positive. Positive HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevatel. If you're not accomplishing, he's not mevatel. I want to explain this, because this is tremendous, tremendous insight in how to do tshuva. He says, "Kishem shiskar tam, Torah is gadol, you know, kach einish mevatel." If you're not accomplishing, so then that's a bigger taina than if you're doing averus. That's a bigger taina. And that's not to say to be a hypocrite, obviously, right? And he said whatever he says, and then he writes like this. This is unbelievable. You know, let me explain this first. There's once a, first of all, you know, I once heard from Avraham Leib Shteyman. He said something which was so, it like hit me. He said, yeah, I don't know, you have to, it's probably Pashit. You probably won't say to me it's Pashit, but when he said it to me, he had such a ration, right? Gehenim takes off Averis. And then we know that, you know, everybody's going to probably have a little bit or whatever, we hope not. But Gehenim takes off Averis. What happens when you get there and you knocked off all the Averis, though, right? So now what goes on? What's Gan Eden? Gan Eden is, what did you accomplish? What is the positive? You can knock off the Averis. That's what it means. Kol Echad is Nichbe Michupasa Shalver. Gan Eden, the way it works is you see that guy's over there and that guy's over there. It's the constant reality that I didn't accomplish. I didn't accomplish. But let me explain. There's once a Magid that came to a town. He came to the town and he started walking around. What do Magidim do when they come to town, right? I tell you, I'm a Rav in a shul, an Israeli shul. And before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, the Shabbos is going to Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos is true to Rosh Hashanah. So people always come to me like on Erev Shabbos and Thursdays and tell me, you really got to talk about this. Right? You really got to talk about this, right? Everybody is, you know, is telling you the problem that other guy has. Right? Everyone tells me, really, Mamish, this is a big issue. You got to talk about this, right? And one by one, I get all the issues that you have to talk about, right? And then, you know, sometimes after the drasha, people come and say, no, it's a good thing you talk. They really need to hear that. They really need to hear that. Israelis are a schmuck creature. It's a very interesting type of idea. Right? But that's very good. That's what I do also. I bet some people come to me, they give me the chizik. But the maggid, he has to go to a town. He doesn't know the people there. So he walks around. There was a maggid. He came to a town and said, no, what's going on in the maisa? What do people need over here? So one person said, no, maisa, we're good. Maisa, we're okay. Comes to another person, no, we're okay. You know, we don't, you know, not just bad people. We don't do bad. Okay, not the biggest tzaddikim. We don't do so much whatever. But we're okay. We don't do so much of it. Don't be too wet. Kitzer, he doesn't know what to do. Right? So what do you do? So he killed a horse. Interesting maggid. So he murdered the horse. Okay? And then he called the Levaya and he covered it. Right? He covered it. This dog like a big guy, you know what I mean? Right? And he called the Levaya, right? You see like a little like hoof sticking. And he covered it and he starts giving such a head spin. Hey, my boy, you don't know what's over here. This person never spoke Lashon Hara. And the people, they never, who's this guy? And he never was like, Rana Inos Dvarim. And he never, ever in his whole life, ever, no one in the world could ever say that he gave him a drop of Agnes Nefesh. He never had any, never did anything wrong to anybody. And he was boiling piv, b'shas meriva. He never spoke, he never talked, he never heard, didn't care, right? You could do to him, mevater. Once he kicked somewhere, mevater. And people are listening, this person sounds like a tzaddik from a different door. He never hurt anybody. He was always quiet every time somebody said something. He never said a word back, ever. Right? Is anybody here that can say that? And the guy and people start crying. They realize what kind of tzaddikness that they had and they didn't know. Right? And then he uncovers it. And he sees a horse. Right? This is the ferret. Yeah? You guys are going to have to learn Yiddish. I can't do this stuff in English the whole time. Right? It's going to be a ferret. Yeah. And he starts saying, right? This is also somebody that never did anything wrong. Right? Never hurt anybody. Nobody never insulted anybody back. And a person can go through life and he'll come up to Shemayim and he'll be a ferret. I didn't look so many bad places after Gehenim for sure. No, he'll finish Gehenim, took off all his affairs, but he didn't accomplish. He became a ferret, right? You know, there was once a truck driver. He had to go from it's a true story, it just didn't happen, but it's a true story. I tried it, but he said he was going from he was at tickets, driving tickets, what are they called? But you get a ticket, and you get a ticket. And the boss told him that you know, the next time you get it, that's it. You know, he's driving now from New York to Los Angeles to pick up merchandise. So if you get a problem of traffic violation again, that's it, I'm firing you. It's costing me too much money with you. So the whole entire time, he's not much careful. Still careful, he comes back, he tells the bus, you should know, right? Nothing, not one traffic violation. Nothing, right? I stopped at the, that reminds me of a story, I have a great story. I told you I'd be serious, this is a great story. Right? You give me 1 second? And you know that zebra crossing, it's called the white lines? You know what I'm talking about? It's Chaim, you know what I'm talking about?
Crosswalk.
Crosswalk, yeah. So they walk across. So the, I this is a great story. Yesterday I was driving, I go from the Kailo. The new guys don't know me, but I come from the Kailo over there. I drive to Mashiach and Tamar. Yeah. And over there, there's Derek, I like them better than I like you guys. Derek, there's a crosswalk there. Now, I was trying to make that light by Shmuel Navi. You know what I'm talking about? And I was trying to cross over, and it was yellow. I thought I'd make it, right? And I got stuck at the crosswalk. So here I am in the middle of the crosswalk. I'm that guy. So the guys who are crossing the street that see me, they hop what happened, and whatever. Then this American bucher, I love this story. This American bucher that is standing by the corner. You know, now he got there, now he crosses and he sees my car there. American bucher, shtickle idiot, right? And, no, you know what I'm talking about. Like, he's a little idiot, but you know what I'm talking about. And he says, he sees my car up there in the crosser. And he said, now, you know me when I drive. You come down, I'll show you after. I have these cool sunglasses. You know my whole sunglasses. You don't see them yet? I have a sunglasses and they have a thing that comes right off. I used to have the really cool ones that have the flip up and the whole thing, right? But my wife is embarrassed to walk with me with them. So I got these sunglasses that have a magnet and you just, it sticks on. It's murder. So I have, because I drive, I don't do it to be cool, otherwise I would wear it in here. Right? But you come down, you have to, I'll show you. Anyways, so I'm wearing these sunglasses, American Bucher. American, you know, like real idiot. I'm talking about, like, you should go American Baltai, you know the whole thing. He knocks on my window. I love this. I love this. Okay? I press down my window, right? And I didn't know I could do that, did you? I press down my window, and this American idiot, he says to me in Hebrew, which he does not know, right? He says to me, "Ata tzarich l'nahag." You're about to. The older guys for sure are about to lose it, right? Everybody should put your diaper on, but you're about, you know. I go, Zaytop, he doesn't know Hebrew, and he's trying to write me out in a Hebrew that he does not know. I go, Anitsi, Mat? That's a week than a high. Can I explain it? Okay, now the new guys might top this, but you guys are all the rest of you are going to top this. This guy goes, you're about to, you have no idea what's about to happen. Right? You know, so you got it right? You got it? You didn't get it, right? You idiot. Let me explain to you. This is the guy that walks into the Makola, you know, and says, I need tzarich mitzparah. What's mitzparah? Milk. He doesn't know Hebrew. You know that guy? When I came there, I'm one of the top. When I came there, it's the first thing I know, I gotta go to the Kaisel. Kaisel, gotta go to the Kaisel. I get into a cab. I don't know Hebrew, right? Vayomer Shraga. Hell, Avram, he has a name over there, I still remember. You know, Avram, in those days, it's like the Hag's name. Vayomer Shraga, Avram. Lech Lecha Haro Maria. So this guy, you don't know what's about to go on here. He goes on Israeli buses. He goes on Israeli buses. Now, some of you just got it, right? This is great. So this guy, when he goes on an Israeli bus, he hears every time they stop to tell the driver to stop the bus, they say, Nahag, Nahag. Now, Nahag means driver. That's all it means. But he thinks it means stop, right? Because they say, Nahag, Nahag. So this idiot, he says to me, Ata tzarich l'nahag shama. You have to stop over there. moron. I took off my thing. Oh no, you're that got my callus turn any time, right? Yeah, you're in the next year. You're in the next year. I go, I tell them this all going on after light. Their mouths are hanging. I go, nah, it means this. He goes, oh my goodness. He goes, just go easy on me. I go, yeah. I will, don't worry. Right. I was working on the centers actually. But okay. How to get into that stuff? Truck driver. Right, thank you. So the truck driver, that's not going to happen. I drive to New Zealand. And that means I still get one more. The truck driver said he's going, so he didn't get a ticket. He tells the guy, I didn't go through any of these zebra crossings, right? I didn't kill any old ladies. I didn't go through red lights. I didn't anything, stop signs, whatever. I didn't get a ticket. Nothing. Perfect. I says, great. Okay, great. Let's unload the merchandise. Oh no. Forgot the merchandise. You idiot. I sent you to Los Angeles back and forth to follow the rules. I sent you back and forth to follow the rules. That's what I want. I wanted you to come with the merchandise. Alright, what's it worth to me? Because Brochu says the same thing. You're gonna go through life just, you know, not getting through Averis or trying hard not to do Averis. He wants accomplishment. He wants merchandise. He wants you to come away. So they're been going over here, but you know, I don't have time to go through it. You should see it yourself, but I'll read it to you, the Pekitzer. He says over here, what is the 11? You know, there's some people that can go through all of life. He tells you, he writes, Duh. He goes through 11 mitzvahs over here. This is unbelievable. He goes through 11 mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs he writes, it's like, you know, this bar batayr or English mitzvah, it's or this week's parasha, or a shalayakim tayr. A person that'll go through life and he doesn't have these 11 mitzvahs, he's not existent. He's not accomplishing. And he goes through them. I'm going to tell you, Bekitzer, I'm going to just explain them for a minute and then we'll stop. But this is the way, this is a different type of tshuva. It's a tshuva of accomplishing. This person doesn't just go through life, he doesn't have the merchandise. He has to go through life, he's a dead ferret. Right? He has to come away with something. And it's not just the regular mitzvahs, it's not just about that you have to do mitzvahs. I'm not talking about like, you know, should you take a lulav and take a sukkah. There's a certain like mindset in these 11 mitzvahs. He says, and some of them, you never even thought were a mitzvah. You thought, whatever, I don't know, it's like a pasuk or something. One is called b'charta b'chayim, one he calls b'charta b'chayim, one he calls halachta b'trachav, one he calls ma'il sapitachim, one he calls that, he has names for it, Hispoinin b'gdulas Hashem. Being mispoinin about the greatness of Hashem is a mitzvah. Mispoinin in the chassadim of Hashem, which is also in this week's parasha. Then he has, skip the avoida, yira, avo, lakis. Ulkoy lachas mem kama madregis, ubavora mailos ha'ela nivra ha'adam. He's a Rishon, Rabbi Say. It doesn't talk with, like, we talk with exaggeration, right? You're born for this. He's a Rishon. He doesn't talk with exaggeration. Rabbi Yaina is telling you, Allah Maisa, that this is the reason you were born, to accomplish these 11 milas. And so, let me explain this. Let me be kitzer, but you have to know this, Rabbi Say. A person that goes through life and doesn't, there are people that don't know this. He can go through life, you know, stay away from affairs, learn a little tire, do all the mitzvahs and whatever. You know, dead fared. Fared. Yeah. So it says like this. B'charta b'chayim. Should I explain this to you? I saw this explanation in Revol B'zichrein of the Vracha. This is how he explains. He explains this to me. He chab that this he chab. I'm saying he chab is the baby Yoyah. He just said this is. Look at it. You think I'm making this up? Okay. Avor milas ela nivra adam. Nivra adam. That's how you're born. You don't want to be a dead parent. I told you the first year of Bachrim. Go easy on that. Say Ashiyatsu now. Let's go one by one, and then we're stopping. I'm losing my patience over here. B'charta b'chayim. You know what b'charta b'chayim revolves in senses? You know what b'charta b'chayim is? That you can change. No matter what age and no matter what stage in life, you can change. We think, there comes a moment, boom, right? You guys are young, so it's easier to sell you this. You know, because the mindset, you know, people change, you know, right? Right, but a person gets a little bit older, right? You know, 19, right? It's, what are you, like, already, like, out the old fogey? What are you, geezer? What are you? 23? Chaim, you hear me? You can change. What you are doesn't, what you were yesterday is not mechayiv what you are. That's bechartah b'chaim. That's in a mindset that you can change. That's the first mitzvah, bechartah b'chaim. You can change. That's what it means. That not what was yesterday has to be today. The next mitzvah, the Rav Alba is medayik. Why does it say v'dibarta ba? Why is it the mitzvah tamatayim? He's quoting here the mitzvah tamatayim. But also, Rabbi Yonah is not talking about taking a lulav, and he's not talking about esrog. He's not talking about the mitzvah tamatayim just in as much as you have to learn Torah, that it's a mitzvah. He's talking over here about the site of life, why we're born. And he chooses the pasuk dibarta ba. He's trying to tell you that it's not enough just to learn. He's telling you it's got to be a part of you. It's got to be things you talk about. That's another mitzvah, not just learning Torah. That's a part of you. It's like you go to a meal, you're at a lunch table, you had an interesting kasha. It's a part of you. That's why you were born. Then he says, again, I can't go through all of them, it's going to get late. He says, halachta b'drachah. You were born to what? To be like God, to be levatra. So the next time you're in a room and somebody bothers you or whatever, right? Don't shoot him. Don't kill him. Right? Sometimes you shoot him with your mouth, you kill him with your whatever, you know. Right? Don't kill him. Elach b'drachah, be mevater. That's why you were born. B'tochen, okay, I can talk about for hours, but b'tochen. And you know the story, I told you the story with b'tochen or no?
No.
I tell you the story? No. All right, no time. Let's stop at 11:20, please. I got enough of you guys. I didn't tell the story with b'tochen, I told the story, right? The one with Rothschild?
Yeah.
The story is like this. No, it doesn't work like that. The first thing you guys have to make up all this year. No, again, they put him on the coat. You have to listen. You have to do all day anyways, right? No, I'll tell you the kitten. This is the only time. There was a guy, he's having, you know, he had no money, right? But he had to be talking. Lots of be talking. His wife, it says to him, Bitalkin doesn't pay the bills. And he had three daughters that didn't have shidduchim because of this be talking. So his wife comes in and says, you don't have shidduch and money and this and that. He says to his wife, be talking. He says, this is the shtadlis. All right, finally, he says, you know, okay, fine. I'm going to write a letter and that will be my shtadlis. He writes, dear God, it's me, Anshul, and, you know, I have to make a shidduch and I need 500 rubles and, you know, maybe you can help me out. Love, Anshul. P.S., you know, HaBatech B'Hashem Chesed Yosef Emanuel. He mails it, God. The postman takes it, he looks at it. Listen, look, Maisa, Rothschild gets so much mail anyways. Yeah, what's the difference? Throws it in with Rothschild. Right? So Rothschild gets the letter, right? Opens it up, sure, God. Whew, not a cover. He's like, okay. He sends him 400 rubles. Again, sure. Gets the wife says to him, no, your second daughter, she has to get married. Oh, I could do this for a long time. I was going to do like 14 daughters. Because the same story, but here he writes in the letter, dear God, I really appreciate, but I'm making a class and I need 500, you know, he spells it out like on a check, you know, capital letters. You know that guy, the first time in his life, he's writing a check. Five, right? Letter with exclamation mark. And then again, you know, thank you, love, Angel, P.S., you know, Kari Vashem Lakoil. So, same story, Rothschild, he opens it, 400 rubles. Okay, last order. All right, dear God. It's me again, Angel, making chasen, need 500 rubles. Yeah. And really appreciate it. Okay. P.S., could you stop sending the money with Rothschild? That cheap guy keeps stealing from me 100. He keeps stealing 100 rubles. So, that's the talking. Whatever works here, by your side. But that's an attitude of life, right? That's an attitude of life. His bainin bigdulas Hashem. This you could do in Pesukah Zimra if you actually concentrate, Rabbi Yisai. I don't mean Chalila concentrate the whole time, right? But just if you think for a little bit in the middle of Pesukah Zimra, the Lekid Yoshua was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadashim on the 100th page in his Sefer. He writes that my Rebbe, the Trumas Hadashim, on the days from Aleph Elul to Yom Kippur, he used to say Pesukah Zimra for an hour, right? An hour. Some of us would push it die. So I'm not saying that, but a little bit is poignant. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you were born for. To realize Hashem's greatness, to realize His chasadim. But listen, my point is like, Kedusha. There's a mitzvah of Kedusha. What's Kedusha? You think Kedusha is like for Zaylik Eden? You know what Kedusha is? The mitzvah of Kedusha is that the next time I decide I'm not going to do an aver. Just think about what you did. That's Kedusha. You did a mitzvah of Kedusha. I'm not going to look where Jewish eyes should not look. That's the reason you were born to mekayim that mitzvah. I'm not saying mitzvah to not doing the aveira. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying to realize what it does for you. Avos Hashem. Okay, I can't. Dveikus. What's Dveikus? You know the mitzvah of Dveikus is? The mitzvah of Dveikus is to have a kesher to Talmidei Chachamim. That's the mitzvah. Whenever you go to talk to a Rebbe, you're being mekayim the mitzvah, the reason you were born. The reason you were born, Avodah. The mitzvah of Avodah. What's the mitzvah of Avodah? Doing things. It's nothing here comes from me except for the kike line. But he doesn't say kike. He says something else. But the mitzvah of Avodah. What's the mitzvah of Avodah? The mitzvah of Avodah is doing things with a seder. I'm kavua. Kavua. The next time you do things with kfias, you're doing that. Right? Avos Hashem. I don't have to tell you. Avos Hashem, right? Just a little bit of Sima Slave and appreciation of what a kashfok does for you. You do this, this is the reason you were born. This is the reason you were born. Nope. He says over here, and a person that doesn't do this, he's Aura Shallah Yaqim is a different term. The person that does this, he's Mamish Baruch. This is a different Mahalach and Tshuva. It's a different Mahalach, it's a different attitude. It's not just like, don't do Aver. It's trying to accomplish. It's accomplishment of what he said. The person doesn't want to go to Shemayim, and they'll just take away Gehenim, okay, and then what's he going to be left with? Certainly now, certainly these next 2 weeks, you got to work on this, Rabbi. Okay, good job. Thank you.